Divine Office, Daytime Prayer. Let us now pray midday prayer using the current psalmody. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart.
Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart.
My soul lies in the dust. By your word, revive me. I declared my ways, and you answered. Teach me your statutes. Make me grasp the way of your precepts, and I will muse on your wonders. My soul pines away with grief. By your word, raise me up. Keep me from the way of error and teach me your law. I have chosen the way of truth with your decrees before me. I bind myself to do your will. Lord, do not disappoint me. I will run the way of your commands and give freedom to my heart. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Give judgment for me, O Lord, for I walk in the path of perfection. I trust in the Lord. I have not wavered. Examine me, Lord, and try me. O test my heart and my mind, for your love is before my eyes, and I will walk according to your truth. I never take my place with liars, and with hypocrites I shall not go. I hate the evildoers' company. I will not take my place with the wicked. To prove my innocence, I wash my hands and take my place around your altar, singing a song of thanksgiving, proclaiming all your wonders. O Lord, I love the house where you dwell, the place where your glory abides. Do not sweep me away with sinners, nor my life with bloodthirsty men in whose hands are evil plots, whose right hands are filled with gold. As for me, I walk the path of perfection. Redeem me and show me your mercy. My foot stands on level ground. I will bless the Lord in the assembly. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Amen.
To you, O Lord, I call. My rock, hear me. If you do not heed, I shall become like those in the grave. Hear the voice of my pleading as I call for help, as I lift up my hands in prayer to your holy place. Do not drag me away with the wicked, with the evildoers, who speak words of peace to their neighbors, but with evil in their hearts. Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard my cry, my appeal. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts. I was helped, my heart rejoices, and I praise him with my song. The Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress where his anointed find salvation. Save your people. Bless Israel, your heritage. Be their shepherd and carry them forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart.
A reading from the letter to the Colossians. Over all these virtues, put on love, which binds the rest together and makes them perfect. Christ's peace must reign in your hearts, since as members of the one body, you have been called to that peace. Dedicate yourselves to thankfulness. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I am a poor man. I have worked since my youth.
I was raised up only to be brought low and left bewildered.
Let us pray. O God, who was pleased to give us the shining example of the Holy Family, graciously grant that we may imitate them in practicing the virtues of family life and in the bonds of charity. And so, in the joy of your house, delight one day in eternal rewards. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.